When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Let's get to it. 402-464-5685. Starter Hammond text line. Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to say what's up, reach out. Say what's up to some brothers.
Nate.
What's up?
You okay?
Yeah, well, what's up?
He's jamming.
I haven't heard from you since Virginia Tech got demolished on national TV. You went into hiding.
I was trying to get you guys
annihilated.
Hey, but my prediction was correct. I said the defense will play good through three quarters, which they did, and they got exhausted and it all fell apart.
I was trying to be nice.
You were texting me about that defense, and they got ran through like Swiss cheese.
Going into the fourth quarter, 16-10. Holding West Virginia to 16 points to three quarters, I'll take that. And then they got exhausted, and Grant Wells threw pick six.
Reality set in, and you guys got annihilated.
It fell apart quickly.
Jay Foreman, tell them about the Mercado.
Mercado, certified Piedmontese and their special ingredients and butcher shop, 84th and Havelock. Appetizers, main course, and dessert menu. And they have a take-home options, too, for you, Nate. You need to go in there and get you some comfort food.
No, I do.
Yeah, because it's fall, and you guys got a fresh fall beatdown.
Yeah, I need comforting.
I mean, you got broke off. I'm not too
happy. Didn't you have date night?
I did.
To make it better?
Yeah.
Did it make it better?
Yeah, it made it a little bit better.
Okay.
You sure about that? you looking off into the abyss.
No, I mean, it was.
I mean, just look at you, man. You don't even look the same anymore.
Well, see, the problem is, like,
your hair ain't
flowing. A lot of hype. No, there was a lot of hype going into the game.
It was.
Black Diamond Trophy on the line, and it just fell apart.
The Black Diamond Trophy.
Really? It should have been like.
You might as well call it a butter dish bowl.
Right. The orange Gator bottle open or something.
Yeah.
But I can't say much, man. The Dolphins pulled off, did the unthinkable. 39 offensive plays, and they won. I mean, that's horrible.
That's crazy.
How do you knock out a quarterback?
He got knocked out talking about his back hurt. No, he was put to sleep.
I was about to say, he was stumbling.
The Dolphins are about to get fined, but in the heat, Buffalo had 90 plays. They ran so many plays, they was tired on offense. Like, man, we ain't ready to run 90 plays in the heat. I think Buffalo lost the game because of Ken Dorsey, who I think is a great up-and-coming offensive coordinator. But what he didn't do was – get some sort of reality. Miami's defense is good. They're not good enough to that you have to throw the ball 60 times with Josh Allen. Even though Josh Allen went 42 of 63, which is really good. You played too fast and didn't execute, because what people don't understand, when you start to throw the ball that much, you're not throwing or you're not calling 25 different run plays. So, actually, you're playing into the defensive hands if you have a good, competent defense and defensive coordinator, to where they can kind of hone in on what you like to do. So, it's almost like the first when Buffalo actually played against the Rams. You know, in the first couple series, Cooper Kupp was going nuts. Yeah. Then, finally, they was like, oh, okay, well, this is where he likes to catch the ball. This is what the defense we're going to try to run, and we're going to roll the coverage to him. Yeah, he's going to catch the ball, but we're going to come up and start hammering him. Well, then you stop getting first downs, and then your offensive line gets out of run blocking mode. And I think, you know, Buffalo, you know, played right into Miami's hands, considering Tyreek Hill or Waddle really didn't get off. And you had almost, you ran 51 more plays than they were able to run.
Do you think Cooper Kupp's the best receiver in the NFL? I think so.
Devontae Adams probably for me, but you can't. If you took the top five, you wouldn't be losing at all. Justin Jefferson needs to find his way. I don't know if he had too good of an offseason, too much gritty dancing or whatever, but he's been getting locked up. I mean, Slay slayed him out there in Philly. Jeff Okuda said, hey, dude, I'm from Ohio State. You're just a guy, and you can't get off the jam. Kirk Cousins, had his last – I mean, I can't believe what Kirk Cousins did yesterday because he couldn't hit a broadside of a barn and then came back and hit that seven cut to win the game.
Have you bought into this thing? I'm going to go back, though. Let me go back to this. Did it look like Josh Allen was hurt at the end of the game?
No, he was tired. They all were tired.
So when he went to the tent to look at his hand, did you think after watching the last throw? Because there's no explanation for the last throw.
But with Josh Allen, well, the last throw was there. The guy should have just ran straight out of bounds instead. He kind of stuttered a little bit.
No, I mean on the previous drive in the end zone. So he throws.
Oh, we'll see what Josh Allen. Here's what people don't understand about quarterbacks in general. Josh Allen is really, 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 really good and really, really, really efficient when he knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball and it's an easy read. Actually, the Dolphins got confused, so it confused his read, and that's where the ball didn't have the zip or the authority and execution with it. I'm sure quarterbacks hit their hands on helmets all the time. I just think you're overexposing him, and it's so early in the season. A game that you're playing in that type of heat down in Miami, 90 offensive plays, conversely 90 defensive plays, can affect you the next week. So Buffalo has to do a really good job of getting back to what they do well and get some other guys to step up. They have offensive weapons. You got Diggs, you got Davis, you got Knox back, you got a couple running backs. You got Dalvin Cook's younger brother. You got Singletary. They got Moss. If he could ever just keep – he could be one of the best running backs in the league. He just fumbles the ball too much. He probably has small hands, but got big old.
Why you put that man's business out there?
Here's what I only can say. I don't really know, but he's got big old arms. He's got. I used to look at this when I'd be playing against guys.
Right.
So he has big arms, big biceps. So you would think that would keep the ball in there tight. But if you don't have big hands, you just will lose big enough hands to lose the ball. And that's why, you see some guys that have, fumbling troubles. They need
to go back to the old Larry Zonka, two hands across the.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. And I know this coach at this high school here in Nebraska has been here for a while. And I guess Eric Crouch swears by him.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Somebody told me his name. But I'm going to tell you this. The Millard North football coach. I know he's a good coach because he's had a plethora of players come out of there. And I know Brendan Mubarry's son plays there. And they have some good parts. But you should be ashamed of yourself running that wing T offense, man.
Boy.
You hear me?
Look.
Now, look, that's the equivalent of Army in the Big Ten running the wing T. I got up and I said, I can't watch this no more. But they hit him with the fullback, old number 30, Corey Schlesinger, cocked that head back and went to the house on him.
See, that's the difference. You start through the hole, the chin is down.
Oh, and
once you get to second level,
head
go back.
Back. That's what he did. He broke through, and it was like he was counting his steps. He's like, he didn't get hit. That head cocked back, and he went house call. 80-some yards, number 30. But it was still horrible, horrible football to watch. But,
it's so
all
funny.
Three of my teams lost, Nate.
Who, Virginia Tech?
No, Nate. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know if you're buying Virginia Tech. No, I don't know.
No. That wasn't even
that's
fun.
That's funny.
You just and you said that with 100% confidence. I was like, yeah. I love the Hokies. Nebraska's terrible. We're on a bye week. We won the bye week. The Houston Texans found a way to lose again in the fourth quarter. Buffalo Bills lost after running 51 more plays. Essentially, you doubled up on the plays that they've had, okay? And then San Francisco lost.
Off of Dan Orlovsky in the end zone.
You notice he didn't say the Giants.
They haven't lost yet.
He didn't claim them.
They haven't lost. They play tonight.
If they win tonight, they'll be one of three teams that started the season 3-0.
And two of them in the NFC East. Yep. So.
And not one of the Raiders.
The Raiders are the only 0-3 team in the NFL, actually.
My Raiders fans, I had to do like a safety check.
That's the only game they got whooped. The other ones, they kind of tricked off.
We're talking old school. So right before the show, somebody sent me a clip talking about the history of neck rolls. The collars, yes. Right? And they talk about from the old cushion, so the original with Otto and Upshaw, the Raiders, yeah. Basically, the Raiders and Chiefs made neck rolls a
right.
thing
right.
in the NFL. And then the different versions. So you went from the foam one to the thick,
yeah.
cottony one.
Yeah.
Then you went to the full one that looked like you had, was just in a car accident, but then you yeah, but
halo.
You pulled the jersey over yeah, it, so yeah, yeah, you yeah. covered it. Then it went to and it picked out a different player for each style. But then it said the greatest neck roll of all time, Brian Cox. Which is the
didn't even do anything.
Right? Well, they did a whole feature.
It was like a little cardboard thing. It didn't do anything.
It just looks like a piece of plastic that yeah. holds your head from going back.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything.
It didn't do any work, but it showed. And then of course you go back. If you go back and you look at young Jay Foreman,
I didn't have a neck roll.
He didn't have a neck roll?
He had shoulder pads so big it looked like he had.
I didn't have a neck roll. They had this thing that they put on the back, you know? Or like, but I never wore a neck roll.
Well, that was like 90s pads, though. They were all big pads, weren't they?
Yeah, and then
even
I
the
switched
quarterbacks
to, but then
had
I
big
switched
pads.
To the smaller
well, Steve Grogan. Steve Grogan, which was just
– Yeah, he had the giraffe neck.
Yeah, he had the full concussion car wreck.
Yeah. His neck was so long. He was 6'5". 6 inches of that stuff is neck. He was all neck.
His Adam's apple is like 5 inches.
I like the one, the neck pads that were like the actual pad that went up to the helmet.
That's the Brian Cox.
That's Brian Cox. Then they had the one that looked like from Star Wars that came out like a little mushroom.
Yeah, which Daryl Johnston moves to. There's a cowboy. It's actually called the cowboy. Like some trainer or physician from Oklahoma State. From Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Who created this thing, and then Moose Johnson took it into the NFL. Yeah. But they went all up and down, and you can go back, and it's funny, too, because it was weird. I couldn't remember a Nebraska player wearing a neck collar.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We did neck
machine. Mike Rozier wore one.
Rozier, okay, yeah. That would give me one.
I mean, I'm sure there's Tom Rathbun, but that was way back in the day, but.
No, it was fantastic. Like, you just think of what it was. Your thoughts now. Is Miami the best team in the AFC?
No. They're not even the best team in the AFC East. But they're 3-0, that's fine. I mean that'll be last a couple weeks. They're dangerous, but they're just not. Tua ain't gonna be able to finish the season.
We
got to take out order. I mean, look.
Ben coming at you, man, on the text line. He said, back of Jay's head looks like a pack of hot dogs.
What are you talking about? I ain't got it.
You didn't have that kind
of.
You didn't have that.
No, I didn't have the rolls back in there.
That's usually guards.
Yeah.
That's usually guards. That's not a Jay Foreman.
Did you have the back pad, or was that not a 90s thing? You see the
rib,
pad,
flap, rib pads?
The little flap.
Only if I only wore flak rib jacket. Pads if I was hurt.
Black jacket. You didn't do any of that.
No.
No knee braces, no nothing.
Did you wear gloves?
Yeah. Okay. Straight, but I'm here. Did, no, I ain't wearing none of that wristbands, nothing.
Did you tape your ankles under the shoe or over the shoe?
I just taped it on my ankle, but I didn't put I put the stretchy tape. One tape to keep it up locked and one on there. And then I just put like a, it wasn't even a spat that I would just spat, I would just tape my shoelaces down.
You tape it like a spat though. So it looked
just
like
go,
a spat.
It would just go over the forefoot. Then a couple times I did with the heel spat and stuff like that, but that was like too much. But I take my hands up though, like I'm about to go into a fight though.
It's because you were. What did you wear shoes? Champions? Nike? What did you get? It was before Nike.
Was it Reebok?
We were Adidas. Well, first of all, when I was a freshman, we were in Converse. Those things were like boots.
Oh, nice. Those that's awesome. Like
that's so not good. Ugh.
But it didn't matter when I was a redshirt.
How did you run in those things?
Yeah. I was a redshirt.
The high
matter.
Tops?
Oh, yeah. The big
oh,
high
that's
tops.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh,
those
that's
were Army
fresh.
Boots, bro. That's
yeah, we was
that's,
in them.
That's fresh.
Those are Herman, Munster boots,
oh,
man.
My God.
What are you?
Those were like Timberlands, and so we had those.
Did you tape them up? You probably had to tape those up.
No, I was redshirt. Then I went to the mall. And got me these Nike cross trainer shoes, all black.
Nice.
And then that's what I would bring out for games. So in that poster in there, that's what I got on.
See, I couldn't even.
You know, and I had the little. When I was a freshman, I had the towel. You know,
see,
what I'm
oh, he gives, he gives yeah, me, yeah. he gives me.
But I had the towel though. I had the towel back here. I think I either had the towel in the front or the back, and then I had the.
Come on.
So what I used to do is I used to tape my wrist though. You know, to the forearms, like all the way up there right here.
So you look stronger.
So, no, so I when I hit you with this forearm, I'm
are you cheating?
It's like a club.
Yeah.
One layer or two?
Two. Oh, two.
Okay.
So all I'm right. taping from here all the right. way through like my fists and stuff like that. So when I hit you with this, like right here.
Then how did hello. You catch with that?
I had the hands of glory until I got started getting it breaking hands and all that stuff in the NFL. I couldn't catch a cold. They like, this brother could catch. I got the most pass breakups. I ain't got no interceptions. Brick hands.
You really yeah. never had it. You never got NFL interceptions.
I did, but I dropped one against the Cowboys because we had played in that. We had did him or, I don't know, co-practice with them or whatever. And I hit one of the dudes right here, like when look, we, you know, it was a scuffle. So I hit him with my hand right here. And then it, like, bruised my hand. I mean, this thing was so swollen. So I had this big old pad on both of my hands. Man, that ball came to me, boom. Just whoop.
From the text line, it says, so Andre Franklin, it said, wore the neck roll. Mike Kroll wore the neck roll.
I do remember Mike Kroll.
Maury Damkroger said he wore neck roll. Rathman did. So there were a few.
Yeah.
Mike Knox. So there were a few. Folks who sported. I couldn't remember.
But we was doing the neck machine three or four times a week. The four-way neck machine.
Like, so that's like so the old Drago.
Yeah.
Neck
what is in there?
The you put your head into this contraption.
And you're doing neck four
and
ways.
You were trying to resist this machine, which ooh. Is jerking your neck in six,
different
eight
ways.
Different directions, right? You're just there, and it's Drago. It's like.
Yeah,
it's moving your head left.
You ever
right.
seen Rocky IV?
Oh yeah.
That, you remember when he was doing that?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what we were doing.
Did it hurt?
No. It's just a matter of how much weight you could do.
I mean,
but that's when we used head. But I mean, it was you got to keep your neck right. But we was hitting with the right way though. We weren't coming in there trying to like these stuff these dudes be doing, man. You can't tell. I mean, that works every once in a while. These kind of like little chump tackles they doing. But when you want to strike somebody, you got to put your body on them, man. Over and over and over. You got to put your body over. And one thing I've learned is, like, a lot – and I saw this – well, you see a lot more in high school. A lot of coaches don't teach them how to play with their hands, you know. That's why a lot of these guys got shoulder injuries. And the weight coaches always make them do bench press, so their shoulders get blown out of the frame.
Bench press, nice.
Yeah. You need to train the front and the back, you know, and that's how you become more dense. So when you're hitting and absorbing through your chest area – you're not breaking your, like, collarbones and all the other stuff. But these guys don't play with their hands. So you're up there just, you know, here comes Quentin Nelson or some guard, and you're hitting him with your shoulder. I mean, that's just going to just break. And these guys aren't that very big anymore. So they don't play with their hands. And or when they do play with their hands, they play in here tight, you know. So that means you're just essentially, you know, asking them just to try to just pile drive you and just bulldog and
which
molly.
Quentin Nelson will do, like 350 pounds.
Yeah, but you got to meet force with force with a guy like Quentin Nelson. You have to let him know from the very beginning you're not here to play no games. And
who,
then
who got you first? What player did you play against that?
That got me?
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but I know the game, though. I don't know his name. I know the game. And I will never, ever forget this. Because Rayon Hill, who his nickname, well, for radio, I have to say Crappy Ray.
Got it.
But his that we used to call him because that's what he looked like in his uniform. Mm. Because they used to put this like two-way tape on there, and he was number 39. He's from New Orleans. And he, like the three would be up. I mean, he would just look horrible. He wore a hockey elbow pad, right? He had these old, like, blue and black because of Buffalo. Like, I don't even know if they were Newmans. I think one game he wore a Newman and one wore, like, another one. Like, didn't have, like, two fingers cut, like, the part of the glove fingers. Yeah. I mean, it was just.
And he got the wrong fingers cut.
Wrong finger, right? He's like, right? What is, like, he, just like he just was just in the dark just saying, you know, this might look good, right? And then he had, like, an old wristband, but then he cut it real thin and had it. I mean, he just looked horrible. One long string. It was all kind of like grag, you know, shred, you know, all shredded and stuff. It just looked horrible. So we were playing. So we lost to Miami in the playoffs. Next year, we're, I think, number one defense. And I think that's when they have the Music City Miracle. But then we're playing. And that's when the Rams won, right? Mm. Yeah. So then we're playing the Rams in the preseason, third preseason game. So it's good on good. I mean, it's for real. I mean, we prepared for like a game. Well, you know, we're in the game, me and Rayon, and they, you know, Rams are wolfing, and I mean, it's a good game. You know, I was getting like I actually had to, I didn't like pinch myself. I was like, dang, I made an open field tackle on Marshall Faulk. I was like, now I kind of know that
I'm ready.
I'm decent, right? Yeah. Because he was trying hard. It wasn't like a game where he was like, you know, you can kind of some of those guys are like, all right, I'll just let you tackle me, but. It was for real. It was the first quarter, right? So we're in the third quarter, and Rayon gets in there. And Isaac Bruce tries to come and tries to crack him, you know, block him. And, Ray stood his ground, and they and Ray, they wolfing, right? They just going back and forth for like two or three plays. So, you know, Ray's my boy, man. You know, we tight. So then I start going at him. You know what I mean? So he goes to Rayon. He's like, yeah, this is the third preseason game. You on the bubble, and your bubble's about to burst. Rayon took off after him, like, trying to go in his huddle. I grabbed him. And so I was like, all right, Ray, we got this. So we ran this, like, fire blitz, right, based on the back. It was and it was either Marshall. It wasn't Marshall. It was Corey Holcomb, who was, like, number 35. He was kind of like their fullback, second-string running back. He's actually been up pretty good. So it was me and Rayon blitzing. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, Ray, we about to go in there. I said, we about to murder this quarterback. And he would be like, yeah, Wardy. You know, he'd start talking to New Orleans stuff. So I'm coming on the blitz, and Bryce Fisher from Air Force, and I'll never forget because Bryce was – when he was in Air Force, he got drafted but still had to – he would only be there during the offseason, then had to go back and do his obligation, right? But he was 275 pounds and had the Mike Tyson voice, and – so when we realized that, I was like, Bryce, fire right. You know, fire right. Bryce must have had a brain fart. He didn't hit it hard. So when he went late, this left tackle hit me so hard, Nate, because I thought I was like, oh, I am killing.
Running free.
I was like, I'm going to knock this quarterback out the game for the rest of the season. That's what I was like. Ray, I'm going to kill him, right? And this dude hit me from the side, and I swear to God, all you saw was like me going the air, hit the ground. Wade Phillips and Ted Cottrell was like, damn. Right? And then Sam Coward, who was my other linebacker mate, he was like, damn, Jay. He's like, the first thing that hit the ground was the F and the O. He's like, the M-A-N just left the building. And I know he was for the Rams. He was like, he wasn't Orlando Pace. It was like number 79 or so. I don't even know if he made the team. But I was like, since that game, so I think we played on a Friday night. We were watching tape either Sunday or Monday. I was like, man, I hope they play. I hope we have to go to, like, practice or something so nobody else sees it. And that was, like, one of the last plays we saw before we went out to practice. That's who got me. One of my boys actually played for the Redskins at the time. Now they're the Commanders. Matt Stevens got me. I'm playing back at the crib. You know, Daniel Snyder got my grandma, who's handicapped, and my aunt Lulu and all them way up in the middle of nowhere in FedEx Field. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where the visitors sit. So I get in the game, make a couple tackles or whatever. So I'm running down on kickoff, right? Riding out. And like, oh, my dude leaves. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm closing down. Couple more strides. Nobody hit me. Well, I'm thinking, oh, well, here come the running back, you know? And he's running right at me. I was like, just for like, and all these things go through your mind in a matter of like 2 seconds. I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy tackle. I got 6 tackles on defense. Make me a special teams tackle. I know Aunt Lulu got me some of her chicken for me after the game. Soon as I'm about to hit, he didn't hit me hard, but he got me. And then he started laughing. He's like, hey, I had to get you, bro. You know, me and Matt end up being teammates down in Houston. We still joke. We joked about it, but
Matty was a hitting safety. That was how he made his bones. We'll throw it to break. We'll come back, Jay. We'll talk about the rest of this NFL week. There's tons of stories and this craziness that's going on. And then I want to ask your opinion about the Pro Bowl. We'll get Jay Foreman's take on that when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.